Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to join Professor of Fine Arts Breda Ennis to better help us understand Michelangelo's depiction of God the Father creating the first woman, Eve, high on the walls of the Sistine Chapel. Stay tuned. So, Breda, today we're up to the ceiling again.
The creation of woman. Yes.
Eve. Eve looks like she's diving there, doesn't she?
Well, Michelangelo put a nicer landscape behind Eve than he did behind Adam. So, I mean, that satisfies me as a lady. So here you have this lovely blue sky at the back. And again, landscapes that look very much like Umbrian landscapes. Pale blue here in the middle. Blue just below for the water, I think. And then some rocks with sort of greeny, blue, brown, etc. And again, the famous, I call it the famous tree that seems to appear all over the Sistine Chapel. Just a simple tree. I mean, in terms of the work done by Michelangelo, obviously not the wall frescoes below, but this tree with sort of stumped branches, very little and just very minimal. Again, almost like a sculpture. Now, here you have Adam sleeping, lying up against this tree trunk, which is strange. And if you notice, his left arm is lying over the edge of one of the branches that were cut off from the tree. It's a very nice little trick that Michelangelo used to give the sense of total repose, total resting. No? And then Eve, instead of coming out of his rib, it seems like she's coming out of his back, actually, if you look at it there, you know. And one leg is clearly defined, and one part of our body is clearly defined as already created. You get the feeling that the other part has just forming as you look at it. One of the things about these creation Genesis scenes of Michelangelo is you always get the feeling that he captured what was happening in the moment while it was happening, not like before or after. You just get the feeling that it's all happening now and there. And again, this figure of God the Father, which is extraordinary, it takes up the entire height of this particular image. You see, his head is there at the top and his feet right at the bottom. So it's a massive figure. I mean, his head is at the top of the sky and his feet are on the earth. So, again, it's something that you would have seen very much in Gothic painting and also in Byzantine painting. But here, this figure, he has a red robe underneath and he has a violet type of cape, sort of large cape put over his shoulders. And then his right hand is raised, a sense of benevolence and blessing, it's a strange kind of gesture. Because it's not like the gesture that he's using to try and give life to Adam. It's almost like he's pulling her out of the elements behind. And again, he's looking at her with satisfaction. You can see that he's happy doing what he's doing. His head is slightly bent forward. His hair is sort of yellowish and goldish. Whereas in the other scenes, you see God the Father with strong sort of grey, black, white hair. So here you have this feeling that he's enjoying what he's creating here. And then Eve herself has hair coloured quite similar actually to God the Father. You see, sort of goldy, yellowish actually. She's moving towards him with her hands outstretched. It's hard to know what she's waiting for. It could be it's waiting for permission, or it's a sense of wonder on her face that she's being permitted to be created. And of course, our Adam in all of this is just sleeping like a log. Right up against a log, actually. The three faces here are very interesting. You have Adam looking towards the left-hand side with this total sleep and total oblivion. Then you have God the Father on the right, bending towards Eve with this expression of authority and pleasure at what he's doing. And then you have Eve, who is shocked, amazed, surprised. She's the figure here that seems to be most expressive. He creates his figures with a minimum of brushstrokes. He's not trying to do super definitions of all the figures. And yet you have the feeling that they're just going to walk out of that scene and just walk around the ceiling.
And you were listening there to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently teaching at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.